Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Hey, is this thing on? Hello? Hit it again. I think it's on now. Welcome to Hiker Trash Radio, where each week, Doc will drag some colorful characters out of the woods to talk trail and Type 2 fun. If you're aspiring hiker trash, or if you're just looking to understand the hiker trash in your life, look no further. So lace up those boots, gnaw on some jerky, and settle into your 20-mile pace as we fire up the podcast from somewhere deep in the backcountry. It's time to embrace the suck.
All right, break out the jerky and settle in because it's time for another edition of The Last 10 on Hiker Trash Radio. That's right, we've got another bonus episode for you that's going to help us take a deep dive into the mind of some of our favorite guests to find out what makes them tick. We understand here at Hiker Trash Radio that during our regular episodes, we serve up a full-size portion of our guests, and I want you to think of The Last 10 as a bite-sized snack designed to whet your appetite. That's right, Hiker Trash Radio, fun size. I'm going to do my best to get a snapshot of my guest's daily life by using the last 10. 10 questions that all relate to the last time they did or said something. This week's volunteer, and yes, I'm using air quotes on that word, is Carol Coyne. Welcome to the last 10, Carol. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready and nervous. I don't know what to expect here.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I always want my guests to have a little bit of anxiety. It makes them sharp.
Okay, perfect.
All right, let's start off by giving our listeners a brief thumbnail of who you are and what you do for fun. You have 30 words. Go.
30 words? I have to count? Okay. I'm Carol Coyne. My trail name is Cheer. I am a founder of a long-distance hiking community called Thruer. I'm a ceramicist, and I am randomly also in corporate finance, which has nothing to do with the latter, or the former two.
Do you have an easy time segmenting your life, compartmentalizing? You've got your personal finance life and you've got your outdoor life.
No, I'm still trying to figure that out. I work all the time. I don't sleep very much. Let's just say that. Yes.
Okay. That was not a question on the last 10. That was just a curiosity question. So let's get to the last 10. Question number one, what was the last adventure you took?
The AT, which is sad to say, because that was in September, but I'm just working a lot. So yeah, the AT was the last adventure I took.
And with the AT, that was your triple crown finish, correct? correct?
That's right. Yes, I finished the Triple Crown on Katahdin.
Congratulations. Question number two, what was the last song you listened to?
Oh, gosh, it was in the car coming home. Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. 90s R&B forever.
Nice. Question number three, what was the last piece of advice you gave someone?
So I'm trying to think back here. I try not to give advice unless it's asked for. There's a lot of unsolicited advice. I think it was on one of our thruer calls with new hikers. And I'm trying to think about what in particular it was about. I'm drawing a blank. It was something about shoe wear. Yeah. So it was like in the hiker space on the thruer Zoom calls.
Okay. Question number four, when was the last time you were surprised?
I feel like I get surprised all the time. I think just on this is a surprise right here. I didn't realize we were going to do this. So this is a surprise. But if you want another answer, I can give another one too.
That's fine. No, this is fine. I think it's great to walk through life being surprised all the time. And what a joyful take on life.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I try to do. I try to be joyful and be like, oh, wow, that's cool. Or that was unexpected.
Your trail name is Cheer, isn't it?
Yes.
Question number five. What was your last purchase?
Grocery store. Trader Joe's. I love Trader Joe's. Yeah, the grocery store run was my last purchase.
What is the go-to item, the go-to snack at Trader Joe's?
So they have during the holiday season, which they're trickling it off now, Trader Joe's has this cheese that is so amazing. It's like a chevre cheese from France. I love that. I try not to eat too much of it, but their like holiday version of this soft cheese is like the best cheese I've ever had.
Okay. Question number six, when was the last time you laughed really hard?
I laugh really hard a lot. I think I laughed somewhat hard with you on this, the last episode that we recorded, but I actually laugh a lot at work. So I work in a corporate finance job and I consult, and the people that I work with are just so hilarious. So I'm trying to remember what it was about. Some nerdy spreadsheet thing. I'm an Excel nerd, PowerPoint, like I'm into all that. So it was like some nerdy thing that I'm not going to dwell on here because it's probably not funny to anybody else.
We are learning a lot from the last 10 tonight. Okay. Question number seven. What was the last book you read?
It's been years since I've read a book. I've just been quite busy with thruer and hiking. I don't read when I'm on trail. I would love to have time again to read a book, but I'm thinking the last book I read was probably an Agatha Christie book. I love Agatha Christie. I love her mysteries, and it's like, I love puzzles. So that kind of is in my finance life too. What I do is like puzzle work all day, fit puzzles together, make things work, explain things. So I really like Agatha Christie novels in particular.
All right. So what we've learned so far, get out your scorecard. We've learned a Triple Crowner. We've learned 90s R&B. We've learned Excel nerd and big cheese, French cheese fan, and Agatha Christie. This is spectacular.
It's just all over the board.
This is awesome. Question number eight. What was your last meal that you ate?
I haven't had dinner yet, but for lunch, I had leftover. Okay, this is all from Trader Joe's. Leftover spaghetti with meatballs, and their vodka sauce is so good. This is becoming a Trader Joe's commercial. And I try to get greens in with every meal. So I plop on some herbs or greens and avocado. That was my lunch today at the office.
Nice. Nice. And this could be a Trader Joe's commercial because they're one of our sponsors. So
are they really?
No, they're not.
Okay.
I'm trying to speak it into existence. Okay.
Yeah, they should be after this.
There you go. Question number 9. What was the last thing you Googled?
This was in the office when I probably was supposed to be working, but I was, what did I Google? Oh, this is boring too. I'm trying to figure out one password for my ambassador team through Thruer. So I Googled one password, like how to's. So boring.
All right. Question number 10. Last question in the last 10 here. Oddly enough, what was the last mistake you made?
I make mistakes like constantly, so it's hard to keep track of the last one. I think it was in an Excel. It was in an Excel spreadsheet today. I'm sorry. It's another boring answer, but if we want to take it away from nerdiness, we can. The way I set up an Excel spreadsheet wasn't the best way.
How dare you?
I know. How dare I? What are they paying me for?
Hey, that was fantastic. I can honestly say that I learned more about you in this last 10 than I learned about any other previous last 10 guests. So I hope this has piqued the interest of our listeners. So Carol, thank you very much for coming on the last 10. If you want to hear more from Carol Coyne, be sure to listen in when her full episode goes live later this season. Always remember, the trail is the trail. Embrace the suck.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.